Hey guys, we're going to do something a little different here, a little bonus episode. Because of the popularity of my podcast I did with Elknut, Paul Metal, and the elk sounds, I decided to release this bonus episode basically so that you can practice along with this episode in your car, whatever, practice your bugles, your elk sounds, will go in succession and you'll just be able to, you know, follow along with it. You know, I feel like repetition and practice makes it a lot easier for you to recognize the sounds when you hear them in the field, and also be able to make them yourself. So I hope you enjoy this little bonus episode, and we'll get to it.
So here's the location bugle. Challenge bugle. Lip ball. Nervous grunt. Roundup bugle. So this is a sound that I've heard and I've used myself a bunch and had a tremendous success with it, especially when elk were just not talking. I found that even if a bull was with cows or he had a hot cow, always responded back to this. And it's a courting bugle. Basically, you're basically mimicking the sound of being another bull with cows. And it goes like this. So I'll play this over a couple of times. I'm just going to use the same sound and duplicate it so you can just keep mimicking it. But as you can see, it's different than any of the other bugles that you heard. And it really, really works. This is elk calf. Contact buzz. This is a pleading mew. This is a regathering mew or assembly mew. Well, that's it, guys. There's quite a bit more sounds. You want to check out Paul's app, and that's the Elknut app. You can get that on your iPhone or your Android device. It's pretty badass. Got a lot of this stuff on there in more detail.
And I want to ask you, if you would, if you're enjoying the podcast, please drop us a line, leave us a review on iTunes especially. It helps me out tremendously. Let me know what we're doing. If you got questions, go to the website, go to the blog, drop me, you know, drop me a line, whatever. If you want to hear somebody new on here that we haven't had before, or you want me to bring somebody back on, yeah, just let me know. That's how you do it. You go online, go to, you know, go on my blog, and let me know what we're doing and what I can do better. I appreciate all the support that I've been getting, and I enjoy it. So I want to keep it going, and the only way that I could do that is with your help. So thank you very much, and we'll see you on the next podcast.